We know that in most shuls in Klal Yisrael, there's a minig on Yom Tov to sing the beautiful pizmon of Kokeli before Musaf. Now, in Skver, the minig is, by Skver Chasidim, that they do not say the pizmon of Kokeli. Now, the Friedike Skver Rebbe, Zacharino Levracha, with Yidua, with the Tzadik Yisrael Olam, was very makbid in Skver not to be Mishan any minig. The Minhogim were very, very stark, the Levush, and v'chehena, very, very careful and makbid not to be Mishan of the Minhogi Skver. Now, once happened by the Friedike Skver Rebbe that somebody, there was a guest that was there on Yom Tif, and they were mechabed him to daven for the Amin Musaf. So, not knowing what the minig is in Skver about Kokeli, he got up and he started singing Kokeli, the beautiful pizmon of Kokeli. And the Skver Chasidim that were around, a lot of them were ready to jump up and to stop him, not to be Mishan in the minig. But they saw the Rebbe sitting right there, and the Rebbe is not saying anything. So if the Rebbe is not saying anything, so they also didn't say anything. When Musaf was over, some of the Hasidim approached the Rebbe and said, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, the Rebbe is always so makbid with us, so careful, not to be Mishana, not to change any minig in Skver. And here the Rebbe just let it go by that someone's saying Kokeli, which is not the minig in Skver. So the Rebbe said, listen to these precious words. He said, it's also a minig in Skver not to embarrass another Yid. That's also a minig in Skver. Now, what's very special about this is that many people have a misconception. And they think, listen, not to hurt someone's feelings. Okay, you're right. You're not supposed to hurt someone's feelings. You're not supposed to. But if there's a reason that he's doing something wrong, then I have to tell him. And even if his feelings get hurt, lemaisa, okay, I'm not going to hurt his feelings for no reason. But if there's any reason, then, okay, I just don't deal with the feelings now because I have to tell him the truth. I have reason for doing it. But look, we explained in yesterday's shir that the Chazon Ish says that the Yesoid, like this Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed, that Hillel told this person who was being Megayer, the Yesoid of the whole Torah is not to hurt the feelings of another Yid. He didn't say the Yesoid of the whole Torah is not to eat gebrach. He didn't say that the whole Yesoid of the whole Torah is whether you should sing Kokeli or not. He didn't say the Yesoid of the whole Torah is whether you should say Kriyashma at 72 minutes or at 50 minutes. So each of these things may be very important, but don't take out of context. Don't take out of context. Realize that you're dealing with a Yesoid from a fundamental in the whole Yiddishkeit is not to hurt the feelings of another Yid. And you have to put it in that context. The Halakha Torah says, a mitzvah deraisa, cheyach, toichiach es am yisecha. But the Torah puts right away a condition. V'loy sisa alav chet, but don't embarrass him when you're giving the musar. When the Torah says giving musar, the Torah is talking about someone that's doing a true, real avera. Not just not saying kokeli. Or whether he is saying kokeli. The Torah is telling me something that really needs musar. He's not even isser in the Torah. But the Torah is saying, yeah, but v'loy sisa alav chet. That's a condition. When to say it, how to say it, the way you should say it. A person has to realize that it's not just, okay, I won't just hurt someone's feelings for no reason. But you know what I'm saying? If there's any type of reason that it works out, then I just say it. The Skver Rebbe is teaching us, no, this is a yesoid. This is a fundamental in Yiddishkeit. That if you can't do it in a proper way, and it may come out that you're going to hurt someone's feelings, not hurting someone's feelings has kedima, comes first. This is a yesoid, a fundamental of the whole Torah, like the Chazon Ish we said in yesterday's share says, that's what a person should aspire to achieve, the ultimate achievement in his life, to live his life without hurting the feelings of another Yid. May we all be zeicha to achieve this goal.